Two people remain at large with police asking the man and woman to hand themselves in following a dramatic search on the Sunshine Coast yesterday. An area near Old Caloundra Road at Glenview was the subject of an emergency declaration under the Public Safety Preservation Act. Specialist officers were called there following reports a stolen vehicle had crashed and its occupants had fled into nearby bushland. It's understood the owner of the vehicle had allegedly been threatened with a firearm before the car was stolen from Moray Field. The firearm was later found abandoned and the Mitsubishi has been seized. Both will now undergo forensic testing. Anyone with relevant dash cam vision or information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. It's a rough time for first home buyers, with experts warning they could be in for a long wait. House prices have soared once again, with the Sunshine Coast recording an average house price of $1.07 million. REIQ CEO Antonia Mercerella says prospective buyers need to be more realistic.
Some of those first home buyers looking at units and apartments rather than going straight to a freestanding property as a first choice, or indeed what we're also seeing is people re-establishing their expectations around their preferred suburbs, etc.
The opposition admits it's been taught a lesson in humility. Its primary vote has dropped to an historic low of 27% as support grows for One Nation. Deputy Leader of the Opposition and Sunshine Coast MP Ted O'Brien telling Nine the bounce back starts this week.
But I've got every confidence that we're going to be coming back and we will take a compelling proposition to the Australian people at the election. And that's the poll that matters.
Something to think about on the school run this morning. More than 100 Queensland schools are waiting for support as it's revealed our students are the hungriest in the country. New figures from Eat Up, a charity that provides free lunches to students, has found that demand has exploded over the past 12 months across regions including Caloundra and Brisbane. And a big congratulations to Richard Hudson. The Nambour Yandina United Football Club's coach has just been named the FQ Sunshine Coast Community Male Coach of the Year.